from Reverend Judy Chapman.
Oh, it was so hard to sit while that was going on. Thank you for reminding us what we're born to be, which is love and joy and light and dancing, yes. And you all have that light. I can see it in you today. So, did you have a good time celebrating Uncle Sam's 239th birthday? Yes, good. I did too. I went to my Lisa and Darren's for a barbecue with my mom and my cousin. I saw her, where is she, Diane? And you know she, oh, there they are in the back row. Hi. It was a great barbecue. We had fun. Then mom and I went home and went to bed. So saw a few of the, you know, things on the pier, but the fireworks. But it was great. I love celebrating this country. In 1776, the creators of the Declaration of Independence wrote this. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. We do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. I am proud to be an American. God bless the USA.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
There ain't no doubt I love you.
give me a moment here. It always stirs something and opens something in my heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed with their Creator a certain unalienable rights, and among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So what happened on June 26th is not about politics, but truly one of moving into a different consciousness for each one of us. It's about changing our own lives and increasing the good for all people. It's about deepening our spiritual awareness of oneness, for we all are one. Dr. Ken Gordon is the spiritual leader for all of the Centers for Spiritual Living throughout the world. And he wrote this. Today, the Supreme Court handed down a landmark decision when it ruled in support of same-sex marriage and affirmed marriage equality for all. History has been made. This decision puts us one step closer to realizing the Centers for Spiritual Living's vision of creating a world that works for everyone. When we are all treated as equals, we are all free. It's always a banner day when right prevails over wrong, justice over injustice, and truth prevails over ignorance. Today, evolution took a step in the right direction. Centers for Spiritual Living and the Science of Mind communities have always embraced people of all walks of life, all nationalities, all faiths, and all sexual orientation. We celebrate and we applaud this momentous moment in history. End of quote. Dr. Ken Gordon. Yes. And that brings us to this now moment. This entire month of July, all the talks are based on Eckhart Tolle's book called The Power of Now. Eckhart is a spiritual teacher and an author who was born in Germany, and he went to the universities of London and of Cambridge. At the age of 29, a profound inner transformation radically changed his life forever. The next few years were devoted to understanding, integrating, and deepening the transformation that marked the beginning of an intense inward journey. I know that's happened to some of us here and some of us out there. Something major has changed our consciousness. Jalaluddin Rumi has a quote that says, he's the 13th century Sufi poet, he says, "The wound is where the light enters." And I never understood that until 3 years ago when my dad died. And I felt this wound open. That is where the light enters. There's so much spiritual movement when we have things like that happen. His book is translated into 33 languages. And his second book, A New Earth, both of those books are widely regarded as the two most influential spiritual books of our time. So my talk title today is Moving Deeply into the State of Now. Not then, but now. Just be amazed how many, I just have a few of these, but you just be amazed how many poets and writers and spiritual leaders talk about the now. Ernest Hemingway, there is nothing else than now. There is neither yesterday, certainly, nor is there tomorrow. How old must you be before you know that? 68, maybe? There is only now. And if now is only 2 days, then 2 days of your life will happen and everything will be in proportion. This is how you live for 2 days. You stop complaining and asking for what you never will get. You will have, and if you do that, you will have a good life. A good life is not measured by any biblical span. And that was from Whom the Bells Tolls. Now, that's pretty interesting, I think. Eckhart says that identification with the mind, we're not talking about the one mind, which is all there is. We're talking about our mind. Identification with our mind, which creates the false self, which is what? The ego. It's used as a substitute, our ego is, for our true self, which is rooted in beingness. So you might ask, what is my true self? Do you even know? The truth is, you are spirit consciousness. You were never born, and you will never die. You are in infinity. In this moment, we're having a human experience with all its ups and downs, joys, sorrows, happiness, sadness, all those things, all those circumstances. That's our human experience at this time of now. The sadness is that we have forgotten what our true nature truly is. We have forgotten. And we have let our thinking and this mind and mind chatter rule our life. Our ego's needs are endless. Endless. We live in a state of fear or a state of want. We want more of everything. We want more money, more love, more time, more everything, more things. Eckhart calls that the object consciousness, to want more and to live for more. And when you get all that, did you get it? Yeah, you got it all. You got the house, you got the car, you got the girl, you got the guy. You got it all. Did it fill you up? Is there still maybe a little void in there? That's because this will never give it to you. It's the true nature. It's our beingness. So when we move into the present moment, into the now, the illusion stops. Because we end the delusion of time. The mind stops its dense mind movement. That's what Eckhart calls constant thinking, constant mind chatter, dense mind movement. We move into the now. We have a choice when to think and when to use our mind. Scientists tell us, this is so hard to believe, scientists tell us that we have between 50 and 70,000 thoughts a day. Whoa, no wonder we're exhausted. I mean, I don't know about you. I go to bed and I'm just, you want to just shut this thing off. That means, and 98% of those 70,000 thoughts are repeat thoughts. Either you're thinking about something that happened in the past or you're thinking about what's going to happen in the future. They're repeated thoughts. That leaves only 2%. Now, I've heard it was 4%, which is really not any good either, but 4% of our thoughts are new thoughts, new ideas, creative. And why is that? It's because we don't live in the now. We let our mind take charge. To be identified with our mind is to be trapped in time. And that's where we live most exclusively. Through memory, which is the past, or through anticipation, which is the future. Think about it for a moment. How often have you laid in bed at night, laying there thinking, oh God, yesterday, 5 years ago, my story 50 years ago, how many have laid in bed thinking, you know, if I should, like, wish I would have done that different, it's awful, you know, going over it and hashing it out. It's done. Guess what? Can't do anything about it. Or how many of you have been laying in bed and thinking about the future? Oh, I wonder if I'm going to be all right. Will I live to be 200? Is it going to be, am I going to get that wonderful job that I have my heart set on? Will my house close? I'm living in the future. What's happened is this moment is gone. It's gone. We can never get that moment back because this moment that was here a moment ago is now the past. And did you do anything in this moment of now? Both of those are illusions, the past and the future. They're illusions. The only thing we have is now. There is only one, let me say it again. There is only one precious thing that we have, and that is now, this moment. If you are more focused on time, the past or the future, you will miss this precious moment. The Bible says, nobody who puts his hands on the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Whew, that's pretty harsh. Don't you want to see where that thing went? You know, yeah. No, not fit for the kingdom of God. Once again, the great Sufi poet Jalaluddin Rumi says, past and future veil God from our sight. Burn up both of them with fire. He's always kind of very expressive and passionate, you know. But I like that. Burn it up. Burn up the past. Burn up the future. Live in the now. Meister Eckhart, the 13th century spiritual teacher, says this. Time is what keeps the light from reaching us. There is no greater obstacle to God than time. End of quote. Time being the past or the future, or living in object consciousness. Object consciousness. So anyway, how do we do it? Okay, I've told you all the things that we're not supposed to do, you know, but how do we do it? How do we live in the now? Well, I can tell you that it's simple. It certainly is not easy. It is not easy. We have to move from object consciousness, which is thing consciousness, things, whatever's out here, to what Eckhart calls the moment, space consciousness. And in space consciousness, we are feeling and knowing our true beingness. We go to space consciousness through the awareness of the present moment. We become the silent watcher. Get the word silent? That's why we meditate, so we can be quiet. Empty our minds, shut down the in the head, and be silent. And then we become aware of our beingness, who we truly are. Look at these flowers. Just take a glance. Now, before you have a chance to decide that they're roses and all different kinds of flowers that I don't know the names of in there, before you have a chance, in that brief second moment, there was pure recognition of beauty. You looked at them. There was beauty there. Before your mind could start deciding what they are. Before it could label it or analyze it or inspect it or dissect it or examine it. In that brief moment when you looked at these flowers and saw the beautiful creation of the divine, there was beauty. That's being in the now. It's practicing. When you take your walk, looking at a tree, not figuring out what kind of tree it is or how old it is or anything, just looking at the tree for the essence of the tree. It's hard. It's not easy to do this. Mom and I walk most every morning, and you know, I'm looking, we're chatting and looking all around, but you know, how often do you don't even know where you've been because you've been so involved in what something else you're talking about. I've driven all the way to Santa Ana to work and didn't know how I got there. I mean, I'm going, whoa, I just drove into the parking lot and I'm here, and what happened in the last 30 minutes? God was driving my car, that's for sure, because I certainly wasn't. I was thinking about doing my talk on Sunday or what's going to happen here and what happened last week. Where am I going to go for the 4th of July? I mean, all these things, not being in the present moment. When we look at the flowers in that moment, before the mind goes, the computer goes, we're in the moment of awareness. In awareness. Pure awareness happens. It's the same with smells. If you capture the scent of a rose, just enjoy that scent. Or someone baking bread. Or like last night, all the barbecues that were going on. Enjoy the moment. Instead of going to where your mind wants you to go and say, okay, they're cooking chicken, hot dogs, pork roast, everything. Before that happens, just breathe in the scent of that rose and feel and know its essence. That is awakening to the awareness of beingness. We do not have to label everything. I know we think we do, but we do not. So look at me, and what are my labels? Who am I? I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a mama. I'm a reverend. I'm a teacher. I'm a speaker. I'm a chief financial officer. I'm a practitioner. I mean, if you had labels, I'd be covered. But that's not who I am. There is a pure beingness within me. That's who I am. I know you could think of more labels, but I don't want to hear them right now. There's a few in the back going, I knew her a long time ago. She was a party girl. Oh, no. But that was a long time ago. Okay, and that's the past. We're talking about the now, okay? So let's try this. Let's look at the person next to you. And let us just not put a label on them. Look at them and just see a creation of the divine, a sacred expression of spirit, of love. No preconceptions, no labels, just pure beingness. Okay, so turn to the person, look at someone, and see pure beingness. Great. That's one of the spiritual practices for living in the now. observing the flowers without thinking about them, looking into a person's eyes and seeing the essence of who they are, which is love. Love. When we do that, that is living in the now. Yesterday's affirmation from Louise Hay, it was so perfect, I have to read it to you. I declare my independence by being free of the past. Isn't that great how the universe just lines up for you? For everything you need. I am totally present in the glorious now. I want you to repeat that after me because I think this is powerful. Repeat it after me. I declare my dependence. I declare my dependence on being free from the past. On being free from the past. I am totally present. I am totally present in this glorious now. In this glorious wonder. That was great. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Okay, I brought my bowl that my brother made for me. He had someone make it for me. It's amethyst ground down into this absolutely gorgeous bowl. One of the ways that Eckhart Tolle says to go into the moment of now and to be awakened by our awareness of what's going on is to follow the sound of, he said that he had the flute or the bowl, follow that sound into the silence. During the meditation, I had a vision when I was doing this morning, and it was a vision of our spiritual arms wrapping around the sound and letting the sound carry us into the silence where there is only awareness. So let's try it. Follow the sound into the silence. This is a practice you can do at home. Please do it at home. Please go for a walk and look at the flowers and the trees and just look at the creation of beauty. All these ways move us into the deeper state of now, this moment.